Doctors Without Borders says that the death toll from the bombing of a hospital in Aleppo, Syria yesterday has risen to 50, including doctors and patients. Meanwhile, we have more details today about another airstrike on a hospital, one by the U.S. military. A Pentagon report released today on the bombing of a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan last year that left more than 40 dead, says it was caused by a combination of human errors and was not a deliberate action, and therefore it is not a war crime. Here's General Joseph Vogel, head of U.S. Central Command, at a news conference this morning.
Leading up to this incident, U.S. Special Operations Forces and their Afghan Special Operations partners had been engaged in intense fighting for several consecutive days and nights in Kunduz and had repelled heavy and sustained enemy attacks. The ground force was fatigued from days of fighting, still engaged with an aggressive enemy, and running low on supplies.
For more on the investigation and the Pentagon report, we're joined by Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Editor. And Phil, we heard him use the word fatigue there, but what kind of human errors did the investigation find contributed to this?
Well, according to this briefing and the report today, there were human errors at every level by almost everyone involved. The American forces had been in contact with the enemy for several days. They had been taken by surprise by this Taliban attack, and that led to a chain of, in the Pentagon's accounting, tragic failures that led from the ground elements to the higher headquarters to the aircraft that American commanders sent to provide support for these American and Afghan troops to the crew itself of the airplane as it was flying over Kunduz. And so at every stage along the process, again, according to this investigation, bad or wrong decisions were made that resulted in this tragedy.
But we do know that there was a no-strike list that Doctors Without Borders had provided to the U.S. government, and also that while the attack was happening, Doctors Without Borders called U.S. officials to alert them that the hospital was being fired on. Why didn't that stop the attack?
Well, according to the Pentagon, the necessity for sending this aircraft meant they had to launch it earlier than planned, which meant that its crew did not get the briefing and prep work that they might have in another circumstance to be able to prepare with things like that no-strike list, with technical details about what was taking place on the ground in Afghanistan. And in the case of this phone call, the report and the briefing describes just this bureaucratic churn where the MSF people in Kunduz picked up the phone and said, "We're under attack, please call your aircraft off." And it just took time for the right people to call the right other people to call the right other people to eventually call this airplane and say, "Are you attacking a hospital?" And they didn't think they were. But then ultimately, when this all got squared away and understood, it was too late and the attack had taken all these lives.
The AP is reporting today that survivors and victims' families are disappointed that those responsible will not face criminal charges. How were those who were involved disciplined?
From what we understand, 16 U.S. service members were disciplined as part of this. They are going to get everything from counseling and additional training to letters of reprimand that will effectively end their careers. And so although they will not face any criminal penalties or any courts martial, they will likely not be promoted. And in the case of some of these Air Force crew members, they may not be able to fly missions again.
That's Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Editor. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you.